Appreciate your prayers.
I'm thinking about the idea of being faithful. I don't believe that God has an expectation for us to be greater than we are. I don't think that He expects us to labor and work until we're intelligent enough to understand things. I don't think that He expects of us things that are too big of us, but I think that He does expect for us to be faithful. And you know, I'm glad that He don't have one of these things out of us that we have to do, but I can be faithful. And I think the Lord, I know that you can say there's other things, obedience and those things, but really obedience and all that comes under the heading of being faithful. And the Lord, and to narrow it down and make it very simple, I think He wants us to be faithful. And I think that we all appreciate faithfulness. I thought about the people that I've seen in my life that were very faithful people. And they mean a lot to me because they were faithful. I think of Brother Jim and how I wouldn't label him as the most intelligent person that I ever met, the most accomplished, but he was one of the most faithful. He was a very faithful, very faithful man. So faithful that I remember one Wednesday night that we all gathered here and we started service and we all was kind of looking around and, "Where's Brother Jim?" Somebody said, did anybody know? Did Brother Jim leave? Did he do anything? You know why? Because he was so faithful. We knew where he should be. And that particular night, I remember him saying, I think he came in late, and he said, "I forgot it was Wednesday night." Well, he was getting old and forgetful, but he was very faithful. And we counted on that. It wasn't just that when somebody has that kind of a place, I believe that I could call him and say, "Brother Jim, I'm in trouble. I need you to pray." Do you know that I really believe, and it was true, Brother Jim would get earnest for you. Because he was faithful to do it. He was faithful. You knew that he was faithful. I want to start with a scripture. In Proverbs, 25th chapter, in the 19th verse says, "Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint." I thought that was quite telling. To put confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. But a broken tooth. How would you like to be described as a broken tooth? That's pretty poor description of someone. And I've had a number of broken teeth, so I know exactly what it's talking about. When you break a tooth, it's worse than not having a tooth. You need to eat, but you can't count on that tooth. You've got to actually keep stuff away from that tooth in order to do the function of eating. You got to stay away from it. You got to keep the food off of that broken tooth. You're trying to eat with something that is meant to be something that is an enhancement or something that's supposed to be a benefit, But it's broken and therefore it's painful and hurtful, and you got to actually avoid, you got to avoid that. It's better to not have it. In other words, there'll be some other way of doing it than to trust in something that doesn't work. And so it is with having confidence. Now I say to some limited degree, I think that we all ought to limit how much confidence we have in any man. Okay? I think that's biblical. But I want to say this. We do and are in the body of Christ to count or be able to depend on one another. We are to depend on one another. We are to be dependable. We are to be there not as a broken tooth, not as a hindrance to the way, but as a benefit to the way. Not trying to be around it. We had in Sunday school, he talked about the mixed multitude and said how, in Sunday school, it said how they were a trouble. That's right. A mixed multitude is a trouble because they're always lending ideas and striving for things and wanting things that's not in the cause that you're after. The mixed multitude was wanting, when the faithful people were there was saying, no, wait for Moses to come down off the, there was bound to have been faithful people that was saying, no, Moses is going to come back. He's going to come back. But the mixed multitude was going to say, no, he's gone. He's not coming back. Let's do something else. I'd hate to be described as a broken tooth. I remember one time years ago, Brother Sammons was here and different ones, and we had Sister Tinsley was in the congregation at the time, or she was at home at the time, and they was always talking about, pray for Sister Tinsley, pray for Sister Tinsley. Well, I remember when I just started in the ministry and all, and I told Brother Tony, Brother Sammons, I said, well, listen, I want to be a benefit. I mean, if you all ain't available and Sister Tinsley need prayer, I said, you can pray, call me, I'll pray. And, you know, I was real diligent about that to start with. I was really diligent. I wanted to be faithful. And Sister Tinsley would call and I'd go up to her and I even sung to her at times. I'd go up and pray for her and sing to her and try to be a benefit to her. And I remember one night, it was about 3:00. I was really tired. And Sister Tinsley called and she said, she was like this. If she knew that you needed to get up the next morning, her spells would be limited. She could actually have her spell when she wanted to have it, pretty much. And then she'd have a spell at certain times. Well, she called me about 3:00 in the morning and she was gasping. You know, some of you know how she was. And she's gasping and said, Brother Marty, I need prayer. And okay, you want me to come up? No, just have prayer. Okay, Sister Stinsley, I have prayer for you. And I hung up the phone. I thought, oh, I need to get up and have prayer. And the next thought I had was, it's daylight. Oh, it's time to get up. And then it dawned on, I didn't get up and pray for Sister Tinsley. I didn't get up and pray for her. You know, that's not very faithful. Now, I know that there was probably reasons why I determined that it wasn't really that needful or whatever it was with Sister Tinsley. But, you know, she called me for prayer and I told her I would pray for her in her need and I went to sleep. That isn't being very faithful. You can't really count on that. You can't really count on it. And if you've ever really been in a desperate need, you know, we need to be faithful. We need to be faithful to God. We need to be faithful to one another, to faithful what we believe in. Being faithful to these things, it's important. I remember hearing a story. I mentioned this before. I don't mind mentioning. I don't think Brother Carl mind me mentioning it. Somebody had told one time Brother Carl, and they was at this one of these installment jobs and all, and Brother Carl can be animated, and he's right. He can be very vocal at times, and it was out, and there was all this going on, and a call come in to Brother Carl from somewhere and said, we need prayer. We need earnest prayer. Right now, we need prayer. Well, it's kind of more of a public thing, and they're working on a Mardell's or one of these stores, installment stores, and it sounded like Brother Carl just stopped there. Hey, hold up, everybody, listen. So-and-so's in trouble, and we need to go to prayer. And you know, if you know Brother Carl very well, he's, like I say, he can be dramatic. And I mean, he's vocal. And I guess he got down and just said, "Oh, great God in heaven." He started off praying right there and everybody. And I think it embarrassed some people. And I understand. I understand all that. I really do. I've been in places like that. I understand. And maybe you could even say maybe there was a better place for you to be. But do you know what I said, my wife, after that? Said after that? If I get in trouble, in really earnest trouble, I don't care what the world thinks. I don't care what anybody thinks. I need help from God. I'm going to call Brother Carl. Because if I call people that care what everybody thinks and is going to, that's going to have to find a place, and maybe they can't find a place, and on all that, I said from then, I'm going to call somebody that don't care and will be faithful to the need that's at hand. You may say that was a little embarrassing, or it could have been done, or whatever. But if you get in trouble enough, you're not going to care about all that. You're going to want somebody really that's going to go to the Lord and going to call out for help. And we need to be faithful, folks. We need to be faithful, because if we're not faithful, can I tell you what we are if we're not faithful? And this is even faithful to people that's not saved, that need to be saved, that need somebody to live before them faithfully, steadily, consistently, always living there faithfully before them, believing and putting God in their life faithfully. And you know what you will be if you don't do that in people's lives? You'll be a broken tooth. It's more of a hindrance to have somebody that is claiming something that don't live it. It's more of a hindrance to call somebody that can't pray, because then you ain't calling somebody that can. It's more hindering to put confidence in somebody that's not doing it than to actually have to put and know that there's somebody there that is faithful. You understand what I'm saying? We can be a broken foot. Do you know we need to be faithful to God to lead us? Your thoughts is not always right. My thoughts is not always right. I can look on circumstances and say, I ought to do this. And do you know that I can be wrong about thinking that I ought to do that? And I'm going to be to the people around me, I'm going to be like a broken tooth. If I'm not faithful enough to God to allow Him to lead me in my life and lead for the answer, there's times that the Lord will tell you concerning the people that you're dealing with, leave it alone. Get out of it and pray until I can work in their heart and life. Get out of the way and do that. And if we're not faithful, we'll be in there doing it. You know what I tell people at the altar a lot of time when I work at the altar? You know what I tell people? When they run into places or people will come to me and say, Brother Marty, what should I do in this? And I look at a twisted up, mixed up situation and you know what my answer is? Be faithful to God. I don't know what else to tell you. But be faithful to God. Because God will be faithful to you if you're faithful to God. So Lord, help us today in this little message that's on my heart, is that there is a simplicity in serving the God, our God, that is in just being faithful. Understanding what faithfulness is and being faithful to that. There's a definition of faithful that I want to read. It says firm adherence to the truth. A firm adherence to the truth. In other words, there is energies, there's forces, there's people, there's influences that tries to draw us away from the truth. And this adherence, a firm adherence, I'm not going to move away from this truth. That's being faithful. And when I think about faithful people, I have a lot of people that I think about that have been faithful. And I appreciate him. Brother Veda McMillan was one that I look at. And he was a minister of the gospel. And my dad just loved his ministry. I seen his ministry as very simple. A very simple ministry. He gave out the word. But you know what always resonated with him? Faithfulness. He was faithful to duty. He was faithful to represent God at his job. He was faithful to represent God at camp meetings. He was faithful to live for God everywhere he went, whatever he did. He had the same sin. You didn't see him. People that testified of him seen him the same way. That knew him over his life. Faithful. He was the same, adhering to the truth. He didn't waver with what the truth was. He didn't change because of the motions of the world changed. He adhered to the truth of what he believed in, and he was faithful to that all the way through. I saw him at the, I knew him for all my saved life, and I was very touched with his faithfulness. I remember, years ago, in the ministry, there was a point that, traveling in the ministry, and I needed a vehicle, and there was, praying about a vehicle, and I got a call, and, I got a call from someone that said they had a vehicle, so I had a vehicle. But then I got a call from Brother Veda. And Brother Veda said to me, said, "Brother Marty, I've been praying about your situation," and he said, "I would like to offer you a monthly payment. I will make a monthly payment for you to get a vehicle." The Lord had already provided me a vehicle. And he was making this offer that I will make a monthly payment for you a vehicle. He didn't have, folks, he didn't have the money. He was devoting it in advance to the cause of God. I didn't say my cause. To the cause of God. And that touched, I'm going to tell you, that touched my heart. Because he was a faithful man. He was faithful to what he believed in. And I find great value in being able to be... You know, there is something to be said about it's the reason why you'll see advertisements of business that says that been in business since 1890. Well, who cares? Why would you advertise with that? Been in business since 1890. Because it means you've endured, that's why. It means that you've been worth something to the community. You never survive a business since 1890 that it wasn't working, that wasn't helping, that wasn't doing something. To be able to say that, I'll go to service every once in a while. Well, I do this every time. No, I'm faithful to it because it's meaningful. It has its own statement to it. You understand what I'm saying? Its own value is in it. That I'm being faithful to something because there's a worth, there's a value in something. I live for God faithfully because it's the best way to live life. If I'm here today and gone tomorrow, if I'm this way now and I'm this way there, there's no meaning to that. Nobody's going to put much confidence in that. But to be faithful. Another scripture I want to look at is in 1 Corinthians. Oh, I tell you, I appreciate faithfulness. I appreciate things that I can count on. Aren't you glad for things that you can count on? Firm adherence to the truth and to the duties of religion. Let me read that again. Firm adherence to the truth and to the duties of religion. Constant law and true to. Constant law and true to. I am so thankful for things that I can depend on. I'm thankful for when people that I know that if they tell me something, I don't always say whether they know everything. But I'm so thankful for people that I know when they say something, that's the way it is. I'm thankful for people that say, "I'm going to do this," and they do it. I'm glad for the constants, the adherence to, the truth of. I'm thankful, I'm glad for people that I can count on. I'm glad that I can go to services. I'm glad that I can go to services and know that minister's getting up and I'm sitting there saying, "Yes, Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I know the Lord gave them something." How do I know the Lord gave them something? Because I've been doing this for 30 years. And every time in that 30 years that they've got up, they had something. You know, maybe I'm wrong in saying this, but I'm going to just tell you anyway. It's the way I judge it. It's the way I judge it. There is, if you would ask me about certain ministers, if you'd ask me about them, I would tell you, they have it. When they get up, I know they've got something. They've got something that's going to resonate because they've done it over and over. And they're faithful. They're faithful to do it. And I'm glad for that faithfulness. So I can say, I know that they've got something. I know when I call, I'm going to say Brother Carl again. I've been with Brother Carl. I've labored with him. I've been meetings with him. I've been there when calls come in. I've been at his house. I've stayed at his house. I've been there when calls come in. I know what he does when calls comes in. And when I get into it, I'm going to call him too. And I ain't puffing up a man. I'm telling you, somebody that's faithful in his duties, in what he has to do. He's not going to say, oops, well, I'll pray for him later. I'll pray for him when I get time. I'll pray. He'll be faithful to it. Lord, help us to be faithful. Over in 1 Corinthians, 4th chapter. First verse. It says, let a man so account of us as of ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I know that we separate out a lot of times the ministry. You ministers need to be faithful. Well, you pray for the ministers. You ministers need to be faithful. You all that work and say, you need to be faithful. You have a certain kind of a life. You know, I don't really believe that just applies to ministers, as we say, a pulpit minister. Do you know everybody that's saved is a minister in their own right? Or they ought to be a minister in their own right. You're ministering. You're ministering to the world around you as you live for God. You're a minister. You're doing that. I don't think there's a specific, and I think there's a word between stewards and ministers. And I think if not, you can't say a minister. You'll at least say stewards of the things of God. And it is required of stewards. It is required. Listen, this isn't a optional idea here. Well, maybe I can be faithful, maybe I cannot be faithful. It doesn't really matter. I'm not in a place that it matters. Yes, you are. Because it's required. This is the biggest requirement. That a man be faithful. That he be constant. That he adhere stringently to his duties. That he be to his devotion, to his life, way of life, to the things that God has taught us. When we say religion, I like to make a difference here. When I say religion, I think it's too broad for me to use without some explanation most of the time. When I say religion, I'm not talking about the wide view of man's belief, which is religion. When I'm talking about religion, is the adherence to the principles and the things of God. To the things that God has taught us in the way of life that we've embraced, that God has given us as a way of life. We need to embrace that and be faithful to it. We're ambassadors of a truth, of a way. And God isn't requiring us a great intelligence and theological minds and all these things and to understand where Cain's wife come from and the genealogies down and understand all that. And if he does, I'm lost. But he requires that a man be found faithful. Do you know God's going to judge it that way? Not by your intellect. There'll be poor people. There'll be ignorant people. There'll be people that know almost nothing that are faithful to what they know and understand. And God's going to say, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the glories of thy Lord. It's not going to be that you understood the mysteries of the universe or you understood the deep mysteries of the things of God and all that, because like I said, my mind's shallow. And it seems like a lot of the things that I did think I know, I'm starting to forget and I don't understand a lot of things. Well, let me tell you, I can still be faithful by God's grace. I can still be faithful to the things that God has taught us. To a way, and I say this and I hope you understand this. We have a heritage here, a heritage that goes beyond Brother Salmon's. We've got a heritage that goes all the way back to Christ. But there was a heritage of faithful people that tried to deliver something to us. That's delivered it. to us. And they weren't perfect people. Or they weren't perfect in their humanities. You could have found a flaw with Brother Samuels. If you'd have looked for it, you can find one in Brother Jim. I've seen it. I've seen all that. But also saw faithfulness. I saw faithfulness in Brother Golden. Maybe you liked these songs, maybe you didn't. But he was faithful with them, wasn't he? He was faithful to live for the God that had saved him. Oh, he was faithful. I appreciated him because he was faithful. Faithful man. Appreciated that. And those that went before us, we have a heritage of people that was faithful, that gave their heart and life. Did Brother Golden just haphazardly not come? No, Brother Golden was faithful. You know, he left an example for us to be faithful to. And he says here, it is required of Stuart that a man be found faithful. I'm going to read on down the third verse. It says, but with me is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Say, I judge not my own self. I like that. Because what he's saying is, you may look at me and say, I can't stand the way he presents things. I don't like his language. I don't like the way he does things. Or Paul says, maybe I stuttered. Or maybe this or this. But he says, it's a small thing with me of your judgment. Because I don't even judge me. I'm waiting till God judges me. Because if I judge me, I'm going to judge me with a prejudice of who I am. Because every man's way is right in his own eyes, and I'll be right in my own eyes, and I'll judge myself that way. So if you lay judgments on me, it's a very little thing that you're judging me, because I want to be faithful. I want to be faithful to God. And I want His leadership to tell me who I am. I want to open myself up to God's judgments about my life, about who I am. And you may say, you're being judgmental or you're being harsh. And I say, no, I'm not being harsh. You got your judgments. I got my judgments. I'm not going to allow your judgments. I'm not going to allow my judgments. God judge me. Lord, am I being harsh? Am I, you know, the Lord is faithful. He's faithful to help us in those kind of things. He wants us to have the things that we want in Him. And, you know, we're not responsible for all the troubles in the world. We're responsible to be faithful. And let God use us in our family. And what, you know what they need to see above everything? Faithfulness. They may say, well, he was wrong, but he was faithful. He had this, but he was faithful. Because God will work with us when we're faithful. When we adhere, strongly adhere, when we're constant and loyal. Loyal to what? Loyal to some kind of a human cause? Loyal to some kind of a... No, we're loyal to God Himself. And therefore, we are loyal to one another. We're loyal to the church. But we must be faithful. The best thing that I can do is to be faithful for you. If I'm faithful. The best thing I can do for my children is to be faithful. The best lineage, the best heritage, the best thing that I can give to them. They don't always understand it. They would rather have a remote car or a flying plane or a bow or a gun, or they'd rather have some new clothes or go to the rest. They'd like to have a lot of things, but the best thing that I can give them is faithful. Is to be faithful. To be able to pray to God and Him hear me. That's more, because that's going to endure their lifetime from being faithful. They may not be saved, but they're going to have an awesome opportunity, because God is going to be faithful when we're faithful. And He's going to give them the opportunity. I believe that. You know, Brother Jim was very faithful. Was Brother Jim faithful to pray for his wife and his daughter, his family? How often did he not request prayer for them? I mean, can anyone honestly say how I think of the fa- faithfulness he had. I remember over years and years, and you know how Brother Sam, he always said it in the plural, which was funny, but to me he always said, pray for our wife. I used to always at the beginning say, who's our wife? Is his wife? But he would say, pray for our wives. And you know that he was so faithful to do that time and time again that there was one prayer service to where prayer requests come in, and Brother Jim didn't say, pray for our wife. And I remember thinking, it really stuck out to me. Brother Jim must be getting weary. Brother Jim must be getting tired. Something's happened. Brother Jim didn't pray for his wife. He always does. He's constant. He's consistent. Next time he started right off. It's the only time I can ever remember in all that time that he didn't say it. Maybe it was more, but he was faithful. He was consistent. Lord help us to be faithful, to be consistent. Another scripture in 2 Timothy. Second chapter of 2 Timothy. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others. And here goes the chain that Paul was talking about. Paul was faithful. Listen, Paul preached the gospel to those that wanted to hear it. And he preached the gospel to those that didn't want to hear it. He preached the ones that gave their heart to it. And he preached the one that gave him a whooping for it. Paul was faithful. And what he was charged to do, it will either save you or judge you in the end day. But God had a charge to him, and he was faithful to present the gospel to everywhere he went. And there come a time, do you remember? There come a time that Paul says, I'm going to Jerusalem. Paul's calling was to the Gentiles, but he's going to the Jews. And now he's saying he's going to the Jews. And now there was a prophecy made and prophesied to him, if you go up there, they're going to bound you. They're not going to treat you well. And Paul said, I'm not only willing to be bound, but I'm willing to die. Faithful. He was being faithful. He was believing in it and holding true to it and adhering to it. And because of it, he gave that charge. I've been faithful, and Timothy, I gave that to you. Take it and be faithful with it. Be faithful to love it. Embrace it. Be faithful to want it to be handed down one more time. I've been faithful with the gospel. God has anointed it, blessed it. I give it to you in purity, Timothy. Don't keep it to yourself. Be faithful. And commit it. He committed it to Timothy and asked Timothy in his lifetime to commit it to faithful. Who? Commit it to faithful men. Men that will embrace it and take it to the next generation. I'm going to tell you what you have here. And young people, listen to me, because you're going to grow up quick. Life's getting on with you. You're going to grow up quick. And before long, you're going to be holding a little child of yourself, many of you. I'm going to tell you something. The best gift that you can give them is be faithful. Be faithful to God in all that you do and hand that to them. And they'll have a heritage, and maybe they won't understand it. But it's the best gift you'll ever give to them. It will defend them against the awfulness of this world. The drunkenness, the drugs, the lust, all the problems that this world faces. You'll give them something that'll be more important than all of it. It's faithfulness. It's faithfulness. Isn't faithfulness valuable? Don't we require of one another? I require of my wife faithfulness. She requires of me faithfulness. I require of you all faithfulness. You require of me faithfulness. You're not gonna take it long without faithfulness. He's not being faithful. You're not gonna listen to me. You're not gonna listen to me up here. You start saying, he's not being faithful. You're not gonna listen. Why? Because it's required above everything else to be faithful. Timothy, he says, commit it. to faithful men. There's one other scripture I want to look at. Oh, let's see. This is very familiar scripture in 25 of Matthew. 14th verse, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his servants and delivered unto him his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, the other 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. Look at the idea. The Lord comes and gives the talents. It's not our own. The Lord comes and gives what your ability is. And He has an expectation of you having a great intelligent mind and a great being, and you arise through much diligent exercise of study and going to great colleges and all that you might be able to do something. No, He just wants you to be faithful. You've already been given the ability by God Himself. He gives you the ability and says, here's your ability. But notice something in this scripture. It says that He went away. You know, here's something that we struggle with many times when it comes to faithfulness. There's no direct accountability of me being faithful. There is a delayed gratification for it even. There isn't any immediate. What is the immediate? But it says here in this scripture that he went, and it says after a long time. Don't say how long. But after a long time. But I'm going to tell you what the long time is for us. It's from now till you check out of here. That's what the long time is. It's all your time. And that's as long as time can be for you. That's when there's going to have to be something said about what I did with my life. And whether I was faithful or I'm not faithful. If I'm hired for a job, or if I go hire somebody for a job, I expect faithfulness. If I go get a mechanic to work on my vehicle, I expect him to be faithful. I don't expect for him to put parts on there that aren't needed or leave bad parts on. I don't expect for him to do shoddy work. I don't expect for him to lie to me or overcharge me. I expect for him to be faithful to what a mechanic, honest mechanic ought to be. And I expect those things in the life around me. I expect to go to the mailbox and Marty Clevenger's mail's in the box. And after a while, when it's other people's mail, I ended up saying something. This is not mine. Keep getting this, but isn't it? Because I expect something to be constant about life. I expect the things to be constant about around me. Don't you? You know, God expects, has an expectation, a requirement that you're faithful. That you're faithful. So he gazes in and he says, after a long time, how long? All the time. I'm going to have to be faithful all the way down to lay this thing down. It would be a good, what they call it, an epitaph on your tombstone to say, he was faithful. You don't need to have anything else said on it if you can say that. He was faithful. That would be quite a thing. It says that he said to the one that gave faith, he said, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. You don't have, see, you get the understanding? You're not being faithful in the things you can't do. You're being faithful in the things that you can. It ain't too much for you. It's not too much for me to be faithful.
to God to do what He wants me to do. It's not too much. It's right within who I am. The script, you remember the scripture that says that if you run with the footmen and they weary you, how are you going to contend with the horses? You know what that's saying? I am a man. I should be able to run with men. I'm a man. I should act as a man. I should do it. But if I'm not contending with them, if I'm not being faithful just to do what a man can do, then how am I going to face eternal things? How am I going to face it when the devil's strong again? When the power's too much for me? When things are overwhelming me? If you can't contend when the Jordan's flowing right, how are you going to do when it floods? When it's too much to deal with, so you can't hold it back then. The same idea is, you were faithful in a few things. You may not have the capability of more, but you be faithful in it and God will strengthen you. You may be the kind that would say, I can never pray out openly. I could never pray out that year. You're shortchanging yourself. You might not be able to do it now, but you be faithful and you can. We don't require it after everybody, but what we do require is that a man be faithful. You need to be faithful to God in everything that God wants you to do. You say, well, I just can't hardly testify. I couldn't hardly testify either. I couldn't hardly do anything either. But you know, God works with those things, and if you'll be faithful in it, God will add it to you. And you can have more and more and more. And He said, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. He also had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came unto and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, you're a broken tooth. You're a broken tooth. I'd have been better off to give it to someone. It's broken. It's like counting on you. Counting on you is like having a broken tooth. Giving this to you, I could have given it to someone else. It was worse than not having one. If I didn't have you, I'd have given it to someone else. Not being faithful is worse than not having it at all. Being faithful, I'm not going to depend on what's not dependable. When I start depending on the things that's not dependable, I'm going to be in trouble. We need to be faithful for one another, for our families, for ourselves, for the cause of God, for the kingdom of God. We need to be faithful. Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put money to exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For lo, for unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he has. And cast ye the unprofitable, the unfaithful servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's like a broken tooth. Lord, help us to simply be faithful. Of all the charges that can be given to you, just be faithful. You'll be successful living for God if you'll just be faithful. Just a faithful servant. It's the work of the Lord that counts. It's God in us that counts. It's His power. It's His ability. It's His leading. It's His guiding. All we got to do is be faithful to Him. And we'll be successful in all of that. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.